This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball, GAA.
At the launch of the championship season with Clubber is Eimear McGrath of Drummond Inch and Tipperary. Clubber is covering live championship matches for 15 county boards this season, with over 2,000 live matches set to be streamed this year. To find out more and to get your Clubber subscription, visit clubber.ie. We have Eimear on the line now. How are you keeping?
Good.
Eimear, before we get into the nuts and bolts, it's great to see you've got the jersey on you there. You're in a dressing room, are you?
Yeah, we're here inside the stadium, yeah, so in the dressing room.
Yeah, well, very good. It brings me to my first question fairly nicely, Eimear. Before we get into the club action, I suppose the last time I would have met you would have been in Thurles after the semi-final loss to Cork with Tipperary. Now that you've had a couple of weeks to think back on it, what were your thoughts on the game?
Gosh, look, it's obviously disappointing when you get to that stage. Like, you obviously want to win. Like, so we would have been very disappointed, I suppose, particularly we didn't really probably show our true selves in the first half, you know. And in fairness, Cork were brilliant on the day, but I suppose we probably felt that we let ourselves down a bit, particularly in the first half, and just left ourselves a bit too much to do. And I suppose when we got the performance to what it needed to be, you know, we were probably there or thereabouts. So, yeah, obviously very disappointing. And I don't know what end does it make it better or worse than that they went on and won. But look, that's just the joys of it, unfortunately. We'll have to go back to the drawing board and give it another go.
Yeah, that first half in particular, I think anyone that was there watching had noted that it was a step above, even intensity-wise, anything we'd seen all year. Did it feel like that out in the pitch?
Yeah, and, you know, credit to Cork, they brought it really to another level, and we struggled to match that, you know, and they were just unbelievable in that first half, you know. I don't know how really we could have competed with them, but look, that's unfortunate for us, and, you know, I suppose that's credit to Cork and the work that they did, you know, obviously in that time between their Munster and their All-Ireland Championships. So yeah, plenty to draw, I suppose, to when we go back to the drawing board now to start next year, kind of to look at. Yeah,
plenty to learn, but as you said yourself, probably a lot of positives to take from it, because you were totally there or thereabouts in the second half. You know, you had the home crowd behind you, and you would have thought maybe if there's one goal that goes in here, this game could change on its head.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think Amy Lee pulled off an incredible save from Grace O'Brien. I think, you know, there was still plenty of time left at that stage. And if that had gone in, you know, the whole thing could have really opened up for us. But luck wasn't to be on the day. And, you know, credit to Cork, I suppose, they really showed the kind of you know, they're All-Ireland Championship kind of, you know, they're the All-Ireland Champions now. So, you know, they obviously, they're the standard bearers, as they have been for a number of years now.
Do you watch the All-Ireland final then? Is it a tough one?
Ah, yeah, look, anytime you're in a semi-final and you don't get to the final, it's always tough. But no, I did watch it. You know, in fairness, another incredible game, you know. I think a real advertisement for Camogie, like, so yeah, an enjoyable game to watch, but I suppose just disappointed not to be there ourselves.
It's a position you probably found yourselves in fairly familiar territory for the last couple of years, knocking out at the semi-final stage, but does it feel a little bit different this year because he had such success, especially winning the Munster, and a different format, so probably hard to base it against other years, but not that it's ever easy to come out at a semi-final stage, but you've got so many green shoots and young players coming up this year that you'd be in a really good place in Tipperary Camogie for 2027.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've a relatively young panel. You know, I wouldn't see any reason why everyone isn't back again next year. And you'd be hoping then you can find one or two more kind of to go with that. So, yeah, definitely. I think it is positive. And look, you obviously want to be in the final, but that just wasn't to be for us this year. And look, we've been in that position now the last number of years, and we stay coming back for more. Like, so I don't think next year is going to be any different. So hopefully, yeah, we'll be ready to give it a go rattle.
The semi-finals in Thurles were a record crowd for Camogie semi-finals. We saw another record crowd for a standalone game in Croke Park at the weekend. There's a lot of eyes on Camogie at the moment, and we're here today to talk about the launch of the club championships, which are being streamed on Clubber. You yourself had a clip from a bit of a bullet of a goal there in your championship game at the weekend. On Instagram alone, it already has 22,000 views. Mairead Tighean's double is up there, so is Caoimhe Staicléam's. How important is it for Camogie, outside of the intercounty season, to have club games like this streamed?
Oh, sure, it's brilliant. And credit to Clubber, I suppose, for taking it on. They're streaming, I think, the majority of our games. And I suppose, in fairness to the Tipperary County Board, they've been great in terms of trying to promote it, obviously, on a club level. But there's only so much they can do either. So I think having Clubber on board this year, you know, is great for the promotion of it. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had really the group games in that stream. So it's great to be able to kind of see the standard that's there. So yeah, I think, and that obviously helps then when you look at the crowds in for the semi-finals and the finals of the intercounty season. You know, Camogie is in a really good place at the minute, so I don't think it's important that it's promoted.
Especially those highlight reels as well. When we have so many people, Irish people over in Australia, say around our age, they can pick up the phone in the morning and just catch up on what's happening maybe in their clubs or their counties. Would you have any teammates now like that are abroad at the moment?
No one really club based. I know there's a few girls who would have played with Tip down through the years that are abroad. So, you know, obviously there's ones over there maybe you'll be trying to entice back and stuff like that. So, it's great, obviously, that there's that connection there. And, you know, it's all really positive.
Just to take a look then at the club season for yourselves, we had Clonalty Rossmore in 2024 winning their first title, then Thurles Sarsfields doing it last year. For Drumminch, a county who's been so successful at club level, it could probably be considered a drought for a couple of years. Whereas, you know, maybe if you ask the people in Mayo, they mightn't agree. But what are the heads like for Drumminch heading into this year's club championship?
Look, I think it's like anything. When the season is kicking off, you're just really excited to get back playing together. You know, they're the girls you've grown up playing with. We would have obviously had a lot of success the last couple of years. We won five county finals in a row between 2019 and 2023. So we lost in the semi-finals in the last 2 years. So, we'll be hoping maybe to get back to the county final this year. And we don't like being without the cup. So we'll hopefully be back where it belongs now at the end of this year.
You would have missed the start of the club campaign as well last year through your injury. How good is it for you to be able to be in from the beginning now this year?
Oh yeah, brilliant. You're as much as you love obviously playing with Tip and stuff, it's your club is where you're, that's where you start. Like, so, you know, you're playing with your friends and your cousins and your, you know, my sister's on plays as well. So you want to be back playing those club games. And I suppose you being an intercounty player, obviously you probably feel that bit more responsibility to be there and performing well for your club. So I suppose it was hard, definitely. The year I got injured, you know, I missed the semi-final, and that was kind of, you know, that was our first big loss in a long number of years, and then to miss obviously the start of last year, and I was back maybe for the last couple of games. But, you know, it's like anything, when you're back from a long injury layoff, you're probably not quite at the required level. So yeah, I'm really happy now that I'm kind of fit and ready, and, you know, ready to kind of put in a big shift with the club.
Is there a completely different dynamic when you go from county training to club training? Do you almost become a different person, a different kind of leader that you have to stand up differently in the dressing rooms?
I wouldn't say so. You know, I'm probably more of a lead by action than, you know, I wouldn't be a big talker, you know, with Tip or with the club. I usually kind of let my talking take place on the pitch. So, no, I don't think too much changes, but I suppose you probably do feel that little bit of extra maybe responsibility. But no, I think in general, like, you know, we've a lot of experience in our club team at this stage. So, you know, anyone can lead wherever is needed on any day.
And just on that experience, Drumminch, from a Camogie point of view, you've always probably had role models coming up. I don't even know if you were born when Tip won that first All-Ireland in 1999, but you would have had members on that panel and all of those panels that won the five All-Irelands in 6 years. It must have been great to grow up in such a Camogie stronghold.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we had maybe three representatives. They were on that team that was honoured on All-Ireland final day. So yeah, I wouldn't have been around for all of them, and even when I was around, I wasn't old enough to remember. So yeah, it's mad to think that it's that long since Tip have won a Camogie All-Ireland. But in terms of role models and stuff, you wouldn't have too far to look. You know, Michelle Woodlock is still going strong with us. I won't mention any ages now or anything, I could be in trouble, but she would have played on some of those Tip teams. And Joanne Ryan in 2004, she's the last Tipperary captain to lift the O'Duffy Cup, and she's still going strong for us.
Is she still playing?
You know, you definitely wouldn't have, she She is, yeah. I'd say I'll be retired before Joanna's retired. I'd say that's the way it's going now at this stage. But, you know, it's unbelievable to have those kind of players, you know, still knocking around your club team. Like, so, yeah, definitely never had too far to look for a few role models.
And just in terms of the pitches at the moment, obviously we were crying out for a bit of rain. We might have gotten the last day or two. How are you finding playing? Are you hoping that it'll come down? Or is it a forward, leave it as hard as can be for as long as possible?
Well, if you saw my leg now today, I have a big grass burn the whole length of my shin, like, so maybe a little bit of rain would be no harm to soften the grass, if nothing else. But yeah, I wouldn't say no now to a nice fast pitch all the same.
Well, Emer, the very best of luck to yourselves and Drummond Inch for the rest of the championship. We'll chat to you soon. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Off the ball. GAA.